Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Get this week's dog out of here.
When me and my friends go out on the town, we can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle. Dancing all night and doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo! Hey Mo!
Hey Mo!
Well, nyuk, 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 nyuk,
nyuk, nyuk,
nyuk, nyuk, nyuk, lolly lee, woo. Well, we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle. Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. We love Curly's brother, Shep, and his fat clone, Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle. Dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Well, nyuk, 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 nyuk. Well, wee, 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 wee. Oh, a wise guy, huh? But we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle.
At 5 of Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. Town Fair Tire Studio, 604. And John Wallach, I miss you, you bastard.
I miss you too, big guy.
I think Thursday was when I last had you on the show. And then apparently you were swinging your meat, running the thing.
That's what they said, yep. Yeah.
But I actually listened. I enjoyed. I got to, you know, when I finally woke up around 9:45, I got to hear, like, the last, like, you know, 15 minutes or so of the show.
What better endorsement can I get?
Oh, dude, come on. You know how it is. And your day off, that's,
yes,
like, all you want to do.
I do.
You don't plan on anything other than sleeping in.
I mean,
we don't get to do that often, so I woke up. But, in fairness, one of the first things I did is I turned it on, because I enjoy it when you're in the Big Johnson chair. And I listen. I thought it was good. I truly enjoy it. You've got this awesome kind of confidence, which is great. And then the last couple of days, obviously, you have been gracing the beaches, I believe, of Maine. Is that right?
Jersey Shore.
Oh, so, okay, you did the Jersey Shore. All right.
Did the Jersey Shore, yes. I was my in-laws. I went and visited my in-laws. They have a place at the Jersey Shore, and I was like, you know, Joe Cautious, because I know ultimately I have to come back here, and people and management, and they're, you know, they're very cautious, super
sure.
cautious about what they people they bring in here. And this state has designated New England, New York, and New Jersey as okay states to travel back from.
Yeah.
So I was in New Jersey and, you know, didn't go on the beach during prime time, didn't go on the boardwalk during prime time, wore a mask everywhere. I just, you know, the in-laws like, what is your problem? I'm like, you don't understand. you don't understand what it's like where I go back.
Have you seen the emails you've received?
I know. Let me forward these 8 emails I got from the station telling what I can and can't do.
Not to sidetrack, but Dan O'Brien, producer Dan O'Brien, he commutes from Maine. And there was a, I mean, Maine is essentially just, I don't know if this is still the case. And Dan, can clarify this if you can. But they basically just lifted up one big middle finger to Massachusetts.
One? How about two?
Yeah.
Right, how about both of them?
All right. So correct me if I'm wrong, but if you were to go and visit Maine or stay in a hotel, you can basically be from anywhere in New England and it's cool, except for Massachusetts. And if you're from Massachusetts, don't you have to provide some sort of proof that you've gotten a test in order to stay at one of their hotels? It's got to be within like the last like 72 hours.
You hit the nail right in the head. That is exactly what the restrictions are. So if you travel there and you are going to spend any time in the summer in the state of Maine, which is a very heavy tourist industry, it's very reliant on that. Yes, you have to prove a 72-hour test, or you have to stay for 14 days. And if you've seen the weekly rates that sometimes people charge for rentals, there's no way you're staying for 14 days.
No. And it's one thing if they just did that with everyone.
No,
but it's just massive. And they're letting in like New York and New Jersey, I think, is part of it too. And like Connecticut, like I don't think they have to show any kind of proof. It's just for some reason they're like, F you, Massachusetts. And I don't think that Massachusetts is like any worse shape than those other two states. I think, I mean, they're kind of all, aren't New Jersey and Massachusetts and New York kind of in the same boat as far as like the level of infection? Isn't kind of the same? Okay.
It's about the same.
Yeah. What's going on there then? That's like, just, all right, dude, you're invited, but your friend can't come.
Yeah, a lot of people just say the governor has it in for some, I don't know why, because like you said, you're so reliant on the tourist dollars. And I got to tell you that the majority of people, especially in the area that I'm in, are from Massachusetts. It's not that far of a drive. It's not that far over the border. You get to go to the beach. There's so many people from Massachusetts that either have places there, that live there, or go there for vacation. It's unbelievable, Rich. It really is.
That is, yeah. For some reason, that just stood out. And Massachusetts isn't doing it back to Maine, which would be kind of funny if they did, and very petty, which I actually would find somewhat entertaining. But John Wallach, how was... Do we get to see a little beach walk this weekend?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Like, white T-shirt, tons of cream on the nose.
No. Actually, it's interesting. I had the sunscreen, you know, working, and I forgot a couple of places on my body. So I have these weird-shaped sunburns on my arm and my chest. It's so embarrassing. It's been so long since I've been on a beach where it really mattered. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. When I go up to Maine and the water temperature is like 58 degrees, you know, the beach I go to, Rich, and you can attest to this, doesn't exactly have the beautiful people that go to it.
No. There's some Maine beaches that are just like... You know, listen, I'm no Adonis, but I walk out there and all of a sudden I'm you know, George effing Clooney.
Like, honest to God, you show why. Hello, Mrs. Lewis. Did you shave your legs last month?
Right,
you know,
right.
Those are the type of people I run into.
All these just granola, non-armpit shaving women and stuff. Oh, sure. I mean, there's a decent amount of that in certain parts of Maine. I know where you're talking about, too.
That's the beach I go to. So to go to the Jersey Shore, where the water temperature is about 76 degrees, there's actual surf, and, you know, good-looking people are like, oh, my God, what planet have I landed on? You know, it was great. And like you, I slept until about 9:30 every morning. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's obviously the number one great thing about having a day off. It's just sleeping until you wake up. Joe Murray also in studio, and we got a pretty... This is awesome because, you know, we've been seeing sports kind of rolling back up and it's, you know, onto TV, and as weird as they are, a little bit of feeling of normalcy. You want to today, this morning, I look at the show sheet and it actually starts to feel like as far as, you know, obviously regarding, you know, the just guests that we have, it feels like a regular sports morning. Like, we got Mike Gorman coming back. We haven't had him on in forever. I think we checked in on him once during all of this just to kind of see how he was doing. And, but this is great. I mean, this is the morning after watching him on television last night. We have a Mike Gorman appearance, and he will be hopefully on with us regularly throughout the postseason, as he has been. I believe Danny Ainge is going to return soon, so that's great. That's obviously with the Celtics starting back up on Friday. That'll be, you know, obviously something that we're looking forward to. Billy Jaffe on the show as well. Starting to feel a little bit normal when it comes to all this. I love it.
And you might jinx it. Shh.
I'm not worried about these bubbles.
Too good to be true.
I know it's great. And you know what? We keep hearing great things about these bubbles. And, you know, MLS just had their ninth week in a row or something crazy like that with no positive test or ninth testing session. I don't think it's been 9 weeks, but ninth session of testing in a row where they've had no positives. The NBA seems to be the same thing. You know, the Major League Baseball has their issues and the NFL seems to be crumbling all around us. But, you know, it doesn't matter. The two sports I care about right now and the only two sports I care about right now are in this order: hockey, basketball, and then everything else is underneath it. And God knows I don't think the Red Sox have done anything to deserve our attention, but we will get into that, I'm sure.
And Rich, the Massachusetts House of Representatives have approved the economic development bill, which means we are closer and closer to sports being legalized in Massachusetts.
Nice!
Okay, so I saw that last night, and I even tweeted you, because haven't I seen news like this 20 times in the last 2 years and nothing's happened? Like, what does this mean? Like, is this one a big deal, or is this more, we pass something that will form a committee in which we'll contemplate whether or not to take three more votes in order to make betting legalized in Massachusetts. It never seems to actually get to the point where it's legalized, but there's all of these little things that, you know, tiny wins that the state ends up getting.
It needs to go to the Senate, but everything else was passed, and right now there's no further amendments or anything like that for sports betting. And I was reading from Daniel Wallach yesterday. This will be a 15% tax rate. It will help the state, all casinos, racetracks, and you'll also have tie-ins with the league as well. So you'll be able to get like actual data from leagues as well. So I think it's going to go through. It's just, again, it's the Massachusetts and the Senate, but right now everything is on the table for it to be legalized.
Okay, so from what I've heard, and once again, this is not anything that I've had confirmed, but I've heard from pretty good sources that you guys have both been to the Encore. I know that. Yeah, I've been there with you guys.
Yep.
You know how in the back of the Encore, if you come in the front entrance and you go through the casino and you go up that escalator, you know how to the left is the entrance to that nightclub that they have there?
Yep.
And to your right is that, you know, kind of nice like burger restaurant that they have?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have heard that the minute sports gambling becomes legal, that burger bar turns into a sports book. Like, I've heard that they've already got the technology ready to go. Like, those big screen TVs and everything that are there, they just immediately get converted into the walls full of money lines. You know what I mean? Like where they put all of the, you know, the odds and everything. Those TVs become that, and then the other TVs are still showing the games. From what I have heard, and as I said, this is not confirmed, but I've heard from a pretty good authority that immediately, like, it's almost like you flip a switch and it turns into the sports book.
Is there enough room? They're going to have to knock down a wall in there. If it turns into a sports book, that place is going to be crowded. And from what I remember, again, I didn't go with you guys. You guys had the party there after I had my surgery. I went for another reason. But, you know, I was up there. I know exactly what you're talking about. They're going to have to make that place bigger.
It's different because it's a pretty big size. Now, a lot of casinos out in Vegas, like if it's March Madness, and if you're going to have a big March Madness deal or some sort of thing where everyone wants to go to the casino, you know, sometimes they convert some of their conference rooms into big sports books.
And that's right down the hall from there too. So that makes sense.
So they might do that as well. But I mean, on average, if it's just like a typical NFL Sunday, like that place will be pretty close to being able to do the trick. I mean, it's a decent sized restaurant. I mean, to the right when you walk in, there's a pretty decent area for sitting and doing whatever. But I mean, that's sounds awesome. I guess they're just from what I've been told, it's ready to go, like the flip of a switch. And I mean, because you got to think, when they built the Encore, you know, during even that time there was whispers that it was going to get legalized, so you know that they had to put in some sort of contingency plan that at the word go they would be ready to take bets. I mean, my God, those places in New York, I mean, they converted almost instantly. Like, you know, the what's the name of the famous one, or New York or New Jersey, where the like the horse track, they immediately flipped that thing and it became like a big like gambling sports gambling place. Is it New Jersey? I forget which one it was, but I mean, that took like a week for them to do that. So the Encore's, from what I've heard, ready to go, and that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. That's going to be
awesome. Sports is here, dude. Once that thing gets in there, I'm going to be hanging out in Everett every week. I'm going to be like Everett June.
As opposed to
just sitting there on my couch.
You and Bird. All right. Well, we will get to everything that happened yesterday. Chaotic day in the NFL. And, of course, hey, how about those Red Sox? We'll get to that right after this.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
Did you catch a game last night? Lasagna? What's my favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Have you decided what dessert you're going to have? What grade are you in at school?
Yeah, that's wildly inappropriate. 98.5 of Sports Up, it's Toucher and Rich. We got John Wallach, Joe Murray in studio. What a weird-ass day in Foxborough. But then again, what else would you expect in a year that's been the Chris Gaines of years? And that it's in a failure in every single way. Garth, you really think it's a good idea to create a cheesebag rock and roll alter ego? I think not. I don't know why I've been obsessed with Chris Gaines over the last couple of weeks. But every once in a while, like something like pops out and you go, did that really happen? Yes, Garth Brooks tried to be a rock star for a moment and just said, I'm going to put on this like super cool, like douchey black haircut. And all of a sudden, I'm going to just not tell anyone I'm Garth Brooks, even though you look like effing Garth Brooks. That's your face. You can't change it. Well, over the last 48 hours, six Patriots, they have opted out of the 2020 season, most quoting the COVID-19 outbreak as the reasoning, but yesterday was their biggest blow. Marcus Cannon citing his medical history fighting cancer, Patrick Chung with a new baby on the way, Brandon Bolden because he wanted to, and the biggest blow, Donta Hightower, who released a statement yesterday on social media saying in part, quote, this wasn't an easy decision or one I made lightly, but I do feel it's the best decision for my family at this time. I'm so grateful for the support of my teammates and coaches as well, and I will try to continue to lead and help as much as I can. 2020 has been a challenging year for our world. I hope you can all continue to be a light in these dark times. More light and great times are ahead. Thank you, and stay safe. That is very inspiring for Mr. Donta Hightower. And then he, at one point in his statement, said, I know you've been with me through season-ending energies, the occasional boom tower TD, which I've never heard it referred to as a boom tower TD.
Never. But absolutely never. I've never heard that from anybody. No one in the media, no one on the team talking to the media after the game. You see that boom tower pick six? I've never heard that ever.
But to be quite honest, I kind of like it, so I'm not going to boom tower TV or TV. It is from here on out when you end up finally eventually returning. Well, each one of these guys, according to the new rules, they're going to have their salary rolled into next year. Each player paid just a couple hundred thousand. It depends on whether they were high risk or not. Hightower alone giving up $8 million this year, yet moving his final contract year to next season. Also, this was kind of interesting when you work out the financials. Ben Volen found out that Patrick Chung gets to keep his $3 million roster bonus that he signed in May. So, I mean, obviously, that's an extra incentive to sit out if you were trying to figure it out anyway. I mean, the guy got paid. Here is Mike Reese on whether to expect more players to jump ship this season.
If anyone was having second thoughts, John, they still have time to do so. I will tell you one player that is not going to do that. It's Cam Newton. I'm told he's been there bright and early the last 2 days to get his COVID test. He wants in.
How funny would that be if after all of this hype and all this craziness, Cam Newton decided to opt out? Well, I mean, then it's just like, John, we had, we'll get to this again because, I mean, there's a lot obviously discussed. But by the way, the McCourties, the way they've been talking on their podcast, it would surprise me 0% if they took the year off.
That's the thing to watch, Rich. Of all the guys who opted out yesterday, none of it matters except for Hightower. I mean, you can overcome Marcus Cannon. You can overcome Chung. They drafted a guy to replace him. And Chung had to be talked out of retirement just to come back this year. I mean, Belichick saw this coming. I don't think the Chung thing's going to bother him. The Hightower thing is major because without Hightower, you're without your top four linebackers from last year. Now, again, give Belichick and Austin Ford and all those people in the front, Caserio, credit. They prepared for this. The problem is they thought when they did this, they were going to have training camp. They were going to have a lot of practices. I mean, they got guys. Juwan Bentley has worked during the regular season with the dot on his helmet. I mean, he's been in charge of the defense. He's called the defense before, so, I mean, he can step right in provided he's healthy. And they got Jennings. They got Uche. I mean, they drafted guys to play linebacker. The problem is none of these guys are going to be adequately prepared when the bullets start firing in September.
The one thing, though, John, yesterday that was – surprising was that David Andrews, who obviously has been dealing with blood clots, actually made a statement that he will be playing. I mean, he was one of the guys that, you know, months ago when we talked about how this would all work out, there were two names that we threw out there like, all right, these guys, if anyone's going to opt out, it's going to be Marcus Cannon, it's going to be David Andrews. But David Andrews just straight up said, no, I'm in. But on a day that had the Patriots have six players opt out, no other team in the league was even close to that, which of course led to mass hysteria in sports media in the world, I mean, all over the place, including this tweet from Adam Schefter, which said, quote, actual text exchange with an NFL executive today after a sixth Patriot opted out. Him. You know Bill is masterminding all of this somehow. Me. For what reason? Him. I don't know. That's why he is who he is.
That's oh, yes. Bill. This is the best.
That thing
this is
me off,
so awesome.
Well, listen, take away one of your most important pieces on defense and a major piece that would keep Cam Newton upright. But I guess none of that matters if you're tanking for Trevor. I mean, listen.
You gotta have at least a dozen more people opt out to get that 2-14 record you want to try and get Trevor Lawrence.
Think about it. How much space does he own in people's heads for them to send?
He owns all the real estate in everybody's head. For an actual executive to text that to the NFL media mouthpiece. I mean, look, if you're going to text something to Schefter like that, you know that it's going to be on the news at 6 o'clock.
How funny would it be, though, guys, if, like, some of these coaches, these copycat coaches right now, they're all calling their best players saying, dude, opt out. I want you to opt out. Just don't play this season. What are you talking about? Just do to opt out. Listen, we'll make good on it. Belichick's doing it, so you should do it. Let's see if we can get this pick, because I know Belichick's going to get Trevor Lawrence somehow. And that is, by the way, that's been a fairly hot one. But you want a hot take, we might have to actually call a certain media member. We might have to call this on a certain media member here. Let's see.
Oh, this is early.
Hot take, police. Hot take, police.
It's idiotic. You're a
All right, this is from the NFL Network's Dov Kleinman. Am I pronouncing that right? I'm not trying to disrespect the guy. Dov, D-O-V, Kleinman?
Yes.
He says, quote, I wonder if there's a secondary reason that so many Pats are choosing to opt out. They have three times more players opt out so far than any other team, if I'm not mistaken. Gronk, for example, opted out of playing for Belichick last year by, quote, retiring, only to come back and play elsewhere. Dude, you just bought a one-way ticket to Hot Take City, my friend. So his whole thing is that they're all pissed at Bill Belichick. They hate playing for the guy, and it all started with Gronk. That was the first domino to keep falling. Although, you missed this yesterday, Mr. Wallach. Joe Murray, I liked his flaming hot one better than this guy's regarding Tom Brady. And what was that one again there, Joe?
Aaron Rodgers, who already got all his upfront money last year, is going to opt out in the season, tell the Packers to screw, and Jordan Love's going to come in and the place is going to burn down. Literally, he's just going to big screw job to the Packers.
But you also had one about the Patriots in that this team doesn't think they can win now that Tom Brady is gone. They're like, why bother?
Let's call it what it is. Tom Brady essentially opted out and went to Tampa Bay. And now these players here.
He didn't opt out. They didn't want him. The Gronk thing I'll give you. Tom Brady didn't even get an offer.
Just hear me out, okay?
Patriots opted out of Brady, not the other way around.
Let's take develop for a minute here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. We have to make this work.
Suspension of any kind of reality.
No. Let the man work. I'm curious.
Tom Brady is no longer here.
Okay.
All these guys got money.
Yeah.
They all have Super Bowl rings,
uh-huh.
and they don't want to go to camp if they don't know if a season's going to happen. So Brady's not here. They feel like they can't win. They're all going to opt out. Who cares? That's literally what's happening right now.
Part of that theory is fair, and that is that they've got their rings, they've got their money, and at this point they're like, you know, we've earned the right to be able for once to protect ourselves, and you know they're thinking about that part. I've got no argument, but the fact that they're doing this because they just don't think they can win now that Tom Brady is gone, I think. I mean, it's definitely stretching it a little bit. I don't think that's the case.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm stretching it, but at least, but listen, like, I don't know if they had another shot if Brady was here. I mean, look what he's doing with Tampa Bay. Those guys are there practicing when they shouldn't be. I'm curious if these guys would do that this year if Brady was still here going for a seventh.
Well, one good thing is that the Patriots now have an ass load of money to spend, anywhere from $15 to $24 million.
Who are they going to spend it on?
Larry Warford would be a guy. He opted out yesterday.
Yeah, Warford's gone. They don't need a guard. They need other things. They need a wide receiver. They need.
Yeah, there's nothing.
They don't need an offensive line. They need a linebacker.
Everyone's talking about Jadeveon Clowney. He's still out there, and I mean, I heard Mike Lombardi yesterday say that he doesn't think that's happening. But I mean, come on, nobody thought Cam Newton was going to be happening either. Everyone kind of wrote that off, except for Vegas. Vegas always thought there was
the only thing I'd say with Clowney is if he comes here, he's going to be a primetime. He will be a primetime player. It's just. Does he want to take a 1-year deal? Yeah. And then I heard somebody say that Cam Newton would be upset if they gave like someone and brought them in money, which I don't care about Cam Newton's
thoughts.
Screw
what Cam Newton thinks, and he has to understand the economics. All of a sudden, the Patriots can afford Clowney's asking price of $15 million or more. They couldn't do it last week. Now they can. This makes much more sense because for 1 year, with everyone opting out, and all of a sudden you have $24 million under the cap, they can afford Clowney.
And I know that Clowney wants like a multi-year deal. Hey, surprise, the season just started and no one's given it to him. So the best thing he can do right now is take a decent amount of money, a wad of cash for 1 year, go play for the Patriots, and try to cash in after that because no one is giving him what he wants right now. So this might be the only shot he's got. And how funny would that be if after everything that happened with Tom Brady leaving, they come back this season and they've got Cam Newton and Jadeveon Clowney.
One NFL executive would be right. Belichick's, I need all you guys to opt out so I can go sign Clowney and help my pass rush.
Figured it out.
I thought about this for a minute yesterday.
Joe,
just real quick.
Hold on ahead. Your thought. Right. We have to break. All right. We'll get your headlines and we'll come back with that. Also your call. 617-779-0985 and we'll let John Wallach, of course, dance on the graves of the Red Sox.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random 2x found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Five of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. Got a tweet here from Eric. He said, "Forget getting wall dicked. Joe Murray just got shirt and leaved, getting you, cutting you off there." We have a clock. We have to hit that. We got awareness.
It's fine. I have nothing to add of importance. I mean, listen, hyper vigilant about
hitting brakes on time.
Wallach, you weren't here for this. Dan, you could back me up here. Somehow, we had to hit the clock so well yesterday. During an interview, Adam Jones had nothing to say.
That's not true. That's not true.
No, we were in the middle of an interview, and you know, because I'm remote, every once in a while Dan will say in my headphones, "Hey, Jones has a question."
Every once in a while. Oh, I thought you said it when we go to break.
No. He'll say in my headphones. You know, John has a question. And so we were talking with, I think it might have been Will Brinson, and Will Brinson's answering his question, and Dan goes, Joe's got, or Adam Jones has a question. I was like, okay, great. So what's his name? Finishes, Will Brinson finishes his answer, and there's just this silence. And I went, hey, Adam, do you have a question? And I heard, I was told you had a question. He goes, no, I'm good.
Like, but like, that's right. Never happened in the history of the 10, whatever, how many years that kid's been at the station. That has never happened.
7 years he's hosted the night show now. Oh my God, what'd you do to him?
But it was like
that
the
guy.
Worst time. Well, I was just like, all right, dude. And so it was just this awkward wrap up and stuff. And it just sucked. Just like, cool, man. So, yeah. So that's why, I mean, listen, that's one of the reasons why. And I don't want to shirt and leave you. I don't want to wall dick you. I don't want to do that.
Good.
So what was
no, it was,
so, no. You set it up. This was important.
Rich, he said it during the update. His first few words, he said it wasn't a big take. It was
Joe Murray, you had something that had to be said before we went to commercial.
So, Bill Belichick is such a genius that he got Cam Newton to sign knowing that there would be opt-outs and that he'd have $25 million to play with. Instead, he gets him for $1 million instead of having to give him the money after the opt-outs.
Damn, you shouldn't leave. You should have waited. Don't you feel like crap?
That was worth pissing off Duncan and the rest of the advertisers for. So, you know, move things back. So. All right. Well, speaking of being pissed off, the Red Sox are not a good team.
All looking for would be a giant K. It'll be flared into right field, down for a base hit. One run in, two runs in. The Mets strike early. That's been the trend against the Red Sox. It is 3-0 New York.
That is four losses in a row for the Red Sox. They choke another one, 8-3. Ron Renicki, hey, well, what's happening there, pal?
Well, no question, that's what we need. And that's what the other teams are doing to us. So they get a guy on base, and all of a sudden they've got two runs. So obviously we need to do the same thing, just like you mentioned. We need to get some big hits when we have the runners out there. We need to have things change around, no question.
Yeah, hitting's not your only problem. I don't even want to discuss the details of last night's game because they certainly don't deserve it. But what I do want to hear, John, mm-hmm. is your opinion of what you've seen from this team, because we have not heard from you since the season started. And to be quite honest, of all the people who you can hear between 6 to 10, you're the one who gives the biggest rat's ass about the Red Sox and how their season goes. Loving what you see out there, John?
Okay, so the guy who started for the Mets last night pitched in Double A last year and had an ERA of nearly 5.
That's why I bet the Red Sox.
And he made his debut last night and looked like Jacob DeGrom. He was fantastic. This Red Sox team not only has a chance to finish last this season behind Baltimore, this Red Sox team has the chance to be the worst Red Sox team of my lifetime. The Beach Boys were cranking out number one hits the last time there was a Red Sox team this bad. I mean, we're talking 50 or 60 years. 1965 was the last time a Red Sox team won 38% of their games. 38% of 60 games is a 23-win season. This Red Sox team can finish under that. This Red Sox team could be the worst Red Sox team in the history of the franchise, which is 1932. That team won 28% of their games. That's 17-43 this year. This Red Sox team with this pitching staff could wind up being the worst Red Sox team ever.
Okay.
And you know, one other thing, I feel really bad for Ron Renicki, who's been a successful manager in his lifetime with Milwaukee. He was very good. And he has to sit there and throw himself on the grenade because ownership isn't going to say anything.
Johnny hasn't been good.
Sam Kennedy.
He's made mistakes.
No, but
I know he's dealing with crap.
He's rearranging deck chairs. He has nothing. It doesn't matter what pitcher he brings into the game. They're all terrible.
Yeah, but you can question some of his. Why is Bogaerts getting a night off? Why not bring your closer in the ninth inning?
Well, my point is, it doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter if Bogaerts plays. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. Maybe pitching Godley the other night instead of these other guys.
Do you really?
That would have been smart.
Look, is Zach Godley going to wind up being your third third starter? Probably, because there isn't anybody else.
Why are they throwing out these other bums we don't know of?
Because there's nobody else.
Yeah, but well, they did. They pitched them fourth instead of first. See, I know. I'm blaming Renicky. No, Renicky sucks. I'm sorry. That guy sucks. Let's all agree right now. He can't manage.
It doesn't matter.
No, no, I get your point.
None of this matters.
They all stink. Everybody on the field stinks. Renicky sucks.
Ron Renicky, he's like trying to paint the Sistine Chapel with a pilot dog turd.
But he makes terrible decisions.
It doesn't matter, Joe. You can complain all you want about the guy. It doesn't matter.
His decisions
Andrew Benintendi couldn't get on base if there was a gun to his head. Andrew Benintendi, you have to get a hit tonight or I'm going to kill you.
Here's the deal.
He would die the following evening.
Let's yell, ready? He should take anyone out that gives up a run in the first or second inning right away.
Fine.
Like the old Tim Wakefield, he gives
a run, you're out. Another guy who gives up another four runs.
Who
it
cares?
Doesn't matter.
They can't hit if they're down 3-0 in the first and second
inning.
It doesn't
matter. They're not scoring. If this team doesn't score 7 runs a game, they're not going to win 20. That's how bad this team is. Every single pitcher out there and the guys who supposedly know what they're doing, like Matt Barnes and Ryan Brazier, they're awful too.
Well, Brazier,
nobody
out,
can
out,
yes.
Done.
Thank you. But if you get rid of Brazier, you lose one of the four guys on this staff that actually has experience pitching to major league hitters.
Let's play Peraza. Let's bat him clean up tonight. Because that guy's been first,
don't laugh.
Ninth, fifth.
Don't laugh.
That's Renicky.
That's
he
what
sucks.
Next. It doesn't matter. I could manage this team as well as Renicky could.
Let's do it.
Doesn't
let's see it.
Matter.
We should start
this team is
we need
so
pitching
bad.
Tryouts out back here. That's
honest
what we need.
Honest to God. They might have opening tryout, you know, open tryouts in Lynn next week. I would certainly
let's
welcome that.
Frazier Field, I'm in.
Bring the Yawkey League players in. They can't do any bit worse than these guys. Rich, this team has the chance to be the worst Red Sox team ever. Think about that.
All right, let's think of bad
Their
teams.
Their first season was 1901. This is the worst
yes.
Red Sox
Cy Young
team
was on that team.
Ever. But, that's going somewhere.
Worst Boston team ever. Like, worse than ML Carr Celtics?
No. The worst team of my lifetime is the 1990 Patriots, you know, led by that fabled genius Rod Rust. It went 1-15. The ML Carr Celtics, they were 15-67 in the mid-90s. That's close. Steve Kasper didn't know what he was doing with the Bruins. That was close. That's close. But this has the chance. I mean, really, that's what I'm rooting for at this point. To watch the Red Sox go up in flames and be able to laugh at them. I've never seen any pitching staff like this. I mean, every single night, it's a guy you've never heard of. I've never seen anything like this from the Red Sox. Remember, Rich, at the beginning of the season where I said this had a chance to be the worst Red Sox rotation since 1997? I keep going back. I can't find a Red Sox rotation worse than this one. Martin Perez is awful. And everyone behind him is Ryan Weber is a 28-year-old AAA pitcher. He's your third starter at this point. That's how bad this team is. It's phenomenal. If you think about it, you really have to try hard to assemble the pitchers that they have right now. This is like the Cleveland Indians at the beginning of Major League. That guy's dead. Scratch him off the list. That's what this team is. That's how bad this is. Now, and by the way, there's no big Lou Brown rally in the middle of July to get this team to the playoffs either. This team is going to finish fourth, maybe last, and have a top 10 pick in the first-year player draft next year.
I'm just going to sit back here and let you guys go, because to be quite honest, I don't know how anyone can get fired up about anything they're seeing from the Red Sox right now, but you two guys found a way, so God bless you. I'm just going to sit back and, you know what? Somebody on Twitter made a great point. He said, Wallet complains about how bad the Red Sox are, but is still going to watch every game religiously.
That's not, you didn't ask me that.
You know what?
If you would ask me that, I would have said yes.
This is, you're like those dudes from the Da Vinci Code who whip themselves for pleasure.
No, it's
this
not
is
that.
Like Opus
no.
Day.
No, it's not like
Opus
that.
Opus Day.
It's a creative curiosity. It's kind of like you happen to be standing on the side of the road and you see a bus crash. and you don't want to look because you're really upset about the people inside who might get injured. But there's part of you, there's that psycho side of you that is wondering how many times the bus flips over before it comes to a complete stop. Well,
I can identify with that. And to be quite honest, if they're going to go down in flames. And you know what? Hire Bobby Valentine while you're
do it. Just, you know why? Because at least Bobby would try to outthink everyone. Renicky, nice guy. You suck.
Right. He seems like a nice guy. Well, at least let's put a cherry on top of this crap Sunday.
This is the team that gets Bobby V off the hook. Bobby V can always point at the people.
At least one of you tried.
I wasn't that bad.
I'm going to take both of you guys. I'm certainly, we have to break. We'll be back. I don't mean to cut off genius, but let's break. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know in the long run, I know it definitely makes a difference, no question. But right now, we're just starting out. They're giving it everything they have, and the crowd always helps. But that, I don't think that's the reason why it's not going that well so far. We'll get some better pitching, and we should be okay.
Hey, if I'm a Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. That was the guy that Joe Murray is out on, Ron Renicky. All right. So, by the way, that was fun. I enjoy when John gets fired up. And to be quite honest, I liked when Joe Murray is fired up, and the two of them together makes it easy for me to just kick back and let them fight like tigers.
I'll go over the odds of who gets fired first this year later on.
But
they're not
going to
fire Renicky. Okay. There's no chance they fire Renicky.
There's odds on who's going to be the first one.
That's
fired.
Fine. And Renicky, if he's at the top of the list, don't bet on him. Because this is the Red Sox have the guy. The Red Sox have a nice guy who'll show to the media, who wanted a chance to manage, and he will be a nice guy and throw himself on that media grenade night after night after night. And it's only 2 months. I mean, and I think I emailed this to you last night, Rich. I really am upset that we didn't get a 162-game season, because I would really like to see where the Red Sox would wind up with this pitching staff if they had to play a full year. How many games would they win? 50?
Well, okay.
55,
speaking of that, John, because we have Joe Murray, gambling mogul,
yes,
master of the odds. This team couldn't win a series against the Orioles. We're almost 1/10 through the season already. I'm looking at the schedule. In the immediate future, things don't get much easier. You've got, obviously, the Mets. They continue with that. You've got the Yankees, Tampa Bay, a little Toronto. But I'm taking a look at this. Will this team, Joe Murray, win 20 games?
Oh, 20 and 40, huh?
As they said, we're almost a tenth through the season. They've won one game. I don't know when Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be back. Right now, you have one legitimate starter.
If I'm the Red Sox, I do not pitch Eduardo Rodriguez this season.
I wouldn't either.
You keep him shut down. The health of that guy moving forward, very important.
Yeah.
Considering the pitching that's left, and you don't know if you're ever going to get Sale back to what he was before. This guy just won 19 games last year. He is your most valuable asset, arguably, on your pitching staff.
20 games. Do they win 20?
I'm going to go under, even though they should be over. They have enough hitting to go over.
I'm not convinced of that at all.
Where are they going to find a guy?
Well, you
to
don't
give
know.
You anything.
Peraza's off to a good start.
No, I mean a
but
pitcher.
There was a reason he was free. There was a reason the Red Sox were able to pick him up for nothing. Andrew Benintendi has been awful to start the year.
So bad.
I mean, and he wasn't great last year either.
No.
So I mean, this is a guy who was great during the World Series run, but last year was mediocre at best, and this year has been awful. There's no guarantee that this team is going to hit their way to win 20. And again, keep in mind, if they go 20 and 40, that is their worst winning percentage in six decades.
Yeah. You know what I heard twice this week? Verdugo, they had him mic'd up the other night.
And I like when he's mic'd up, by the
way.
So
he's wired.
I'm starting to actually like Verdugo, which I thought it would be impossible, because just on paper, he just seems like a cheese bag, but I did not mind him when they mic'd him up.
They mic'd him up. The only thing I'm not picking on him, but he goes, man, it's really, I'm not amped up because of the fans. And what did that Renicky clip just say? The fan, if maybe there is something about Fenway and fans, I don't know, but like these guys don't look prepared at all. I know the pitching takes them out of the game right away. But it's bad. And I don't know if they're blaming the fans or whatnot, but that's the second time this week in 2 days I've heard them mention that the fans don't
stop
amp them
that
up.
You know what? It's interesting because I believe it was Jim Murray, the wheel of gutless bums, right? Oh. This is the wheel of gutless excuses. It has nothing to do with the fans. The other team has to play in front of no fans also. And they're doing just fine. There are home teams that are winning in the majors that play in front of no fans. It has to do with the talent on the team, talent on the pitching staff, and the fact that the offense, which has so much pressure on it from the second the game starts, is not producing. That's the problem.
All right. We will just get to Joe Murray's headlines and no commercials, and then we will return right after Joe Murray. Let's take it away.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.